joining me today, Pam Hixon and Mike Harkleroad. How are you both doing?
Great.
Doing well. Thanks for having us.
You are so welcome. Now, we've got something that goes on every year. You switch off trading the location and trading how it works. Because last year, I think it was done at the FEC.
There was one at the FEC. The job fair, that was hosted by a workforce group out of Eugene. Our high school job fair, we've moved to an every other year model, so students will have it two times in their high school experience.
Mm-hmm. And is it going to be at the school this year?
This year is our year to host at the high school.
Okay. So, Pam, tell us a little bit about what the vendors or what the participants will benefit from this.
Yeah. So we started this probably about 4 years ago. In the first 2 years, we did back-to-back career fairs at the high school. Now we've gone biennial. So our last one that we hosted there was in 2024. Now we're looking at this year's on March 20th. The vendors that we have that participate, we look for a mix. We have everything from education to job training to library, business support, entrepreneurial. And then also just workforce, local and trades.
Armed services usually show up for that too, don't they?
Armed services are there as well. So, and we've got kind of a captive audience because all of our students cycle throughout the day. The first hour, I think, is dedicated to...
The first hour is dedicated to homeschool students who will be invited and also students from neighboring Reedsport and Mapleton. They get to come for that first hour. And then the second and third hour of the event is all CyUSLA kids cycling through.
And what the vendors can look forward to is presenting, maybe they've got seasonal job opportunities, maybe there's a career path that students are thinking about. So it's just an opportunity for them to learn what's out there in the community and beyond, and kind of decide on a career path.
What has your feedback been from the students in previous years for this?
From the students, I think it's been pretty good.
The students have a good time. They do a lot of work ahead of time putting together resumes, especially those who are actively seeking work. And we help them with those resumes. We help them with some interview skills in our Pride classes and in our Future Success class. There's also going to be a tie-in with our brand new personal finance class this year to be doing some work in preparation for this. It's a good time, and the kids really represent us well at this event. We're proud of them.
Mm-hmm. It also gives the younger students a chance to maybe get some practice before it becomes a real job interview?
Absolutely. Presenting themselves, getting those soft skills. Our freshman class is probably the most impressive.
They always are. Mrs. Jocelyn, our future success teacher, does a great job spending a lot of time and effort on this and working them through how to give a real handshake and how to maintain eye contact and how to put your best foot forward in an interview and in a first interaction with somebody.
I've personally experienced that from some of the students. Yep. And yes, it is. It's very dynamic to see that because, I don't know, I guess maybe we've seen over the years, we've thought students maybe not getting the training or the guidance they needed. But I see at the school, you know, doing it the first and second year, I think, that, it's really amazing how prepared they are.
Yeah, for sure.
So what does someone need to do if they have a business or that and they want to get involved, they want to have a table there at the event?
So we've started kind of promoting it now. First of all, it doesn't cost anything to participate. A lot of job fairs, you have to pay something. We do all the work. All they have to do is kind of show up. That all they would need to do is reach out to me. They can call me directly on the phone, or they can email the school, email my school address. It's out there, phixon@cyusla.k12.or.us.
All right. What kind of things do they need to bring with them to be prepared?
Yeah. So maybe things that can kind of showcase their business, if they want to bring any swag to kind of share, to kind of get their name and recognition out there with the students, information about their business or paths, if there's like different opportunities in their organization, how they would go about moving forward with different degrees or things like that.
So. And if they have any photos of their current employees in action, actually doing the job, that goes a long way to kind of tell the story and provide a narrative for the kids who might not have a real concrete connection to what some of these businesses do.
What if a business out there says, well, I'm not sure if this would be good for me. I mean, is there a way to get information or way to get knowledge to them so that they can go, oh, yeah, this would be something good for me?
Have them give me a call, 541-997. Yeah, 541-997-5470.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Now, as far as the students go, have you seen a lot of post job fair connections for the students, or?
I wouldn't say that we've seen a lot. We've seen a handful, particularly those employers who are hiring for seasonal work. We've been able to make some connections that way. But it also helps us to continue conversations with students about their post-career goals and ambitions to get some exposure to this workforce and to the real world is something we're always looking for at school.
Now, one of the recent things that's happened over the last couple of years is your collaboration with LCC as far as the nursing program goes. Is that something that we'll be able to be seen from that or maybe an idea of how that works?
We anticipate we're going to have some vendor interest from the healthcare community. We always have. We think that'll be the same this year, and that is a good showcase for us. But another side of this is earlier in that day, we're going to actually be doing a CTE showcase. So all of our career and technical education programs are going to be putting together a 15-minute program, and we have the eighth graders come over from the middle school, actually get to walk through and tour some of our eight different CTE programs before they do their forecasting. So our health occupations teacher is going to be working her program during this, so she won't actually be present at the job fair, but her kids are definitely going to be there, and they'll have a role.
I remember my eighth grade. I honestly remember eighth grade going to the local high school that I was going to be going to and having like a tour and a feel of what to look forward to, what kind of classes you can sign up for. And then obviously that's a positive for eighth graders.
We've always done that as an evening event, but it doesn't quite have the same hit on the eighth graders. Now we're going to be doing it between the bells. So the eighth graders come over during the school day while our students...
I kind of like that because they get a little break, don't
absolutely.
They?
Absolutely. And also they get to see our classes in action. Well, we'll have some of our kids, half our kids at a time will be at the job fair. We'll be rotating through the CTE classes and they can actually see them not as empty classrooms like they do in the evening, but see kids at work.
All right. So Pam, what's the date again of the actual job fair?
It's Friday, March 20th. And we're doing it from 11 to 2.
Yeah. All right. And so vendors, you want to get a full line of vendors by what date?
You know, the 1st of March, it would be great. The last job fair that we did in 2024, we had 34. We're already up to about 16. I think more than 35 vendors is probably pushing it in the gym, but we'll accommodate as many as we have show up.
Okay. And all they need to do is call you or email you?
Call me or email me. Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Anything else you want to drop on this about this event?
I will tell you that we do send out at the end of the job fairs that we've done in the past, we send out a survey to our vendors to see what we can improve, what we did well. We get some great feedback. We got some feedback about the transportation back and forth, but we also get some great feedback about our students. So if you want a captive audience talk to our future young workforce. Come
That's
give
a good
us
way
a call.
To do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you both. Look forward to it. You said March 20th?
March 20th from 11 to 2.
Okay. And that's at the high school gym?
It's at the high school gym.
All right. And your email address again?
It's P Hickson, Hickson, at siusla.k12.or.us.
All right. And of course, they can go to SISAW's high school website
Absolutely.
And find that information as well.
Absolutely.
Thank you both so much. And I look forward to a good job fair this year.
Thank Thanks you, George.
For having us.
Next up on the January edition of Our Town, there's been a lot of talk about a clinic that the Lane County wants to put in here in our community on Highway 101. And we've got the tire scoop from Jason Davis from Lane County Public Health is going to let us know what their thoughts are and what their intentions are for our Florence community on the January edition of Our Town.